I think North Main Street is slowly but surely on the up. However, I would like to see the derelict buildings getting used. We're kind of getting left behind here on North Main Street when it comes to that aspect of it. I think they should kind of look back and see this as the old town and the true Main Street.
That's Stephen, owner of Tom Winter's Barbers on North Main Street, who says while there's been some signs of recovery, dereliction is still a massive issue on the street. However, other traders say recovery is a long way off. Brendan of Reflex Clothing told Red FM News that footfall has been decreasing.
Footfall has decreased a lot over the last couple of years. A lot of reasons for that, really. I suppose the change in the bridge, going to Carmarket Street, people just are not coming to town like they used to.
Meanwhile, other traders on North Main Street say the controversial Patrick Street car ban is having a direct impact.
In the evening, it gets a lot quieter, we found, since they stopped the traffic going through the city. I think people are afraid of using the car parks and stuff. They just think it's going to be really expensive, so they don't come in to town at all in the evenings.
However, dereliction remains one of the top concerns for traders on the street. When asked by Red FM News about a use it or lose it rule and compulsory purchase orders, here's what Lord Mayor Councillor McFinn had to say.
I would agree in principle with that, you know, that if people are sitting on properties for a number of years, you know, they are put on the derelict sites notice, they are fined, but there should be a new situation brought in where government and in turn councils can access those properties and convert them into housing units.
Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, North Main Street.